Welcome to Life Journeys with Serena. It is February 17th, 2025, and I'm so sorry that I'm a little bit late, everyone. I am, producing the last two shows, so I just ran and got a quick bite, and now I'm ready to be here with you all, so... happy Monday. Happy, we're finishing up our Aquarius season. I mean, I feel like, you know, I'm always connecting with all of you and feeling all the big changes going on. It feels like there's a lot of shifting, a lot of, I think we're all experiencing all these, the full moon energy from last week. And it's just, it's a big melting pot of change going on, so I hope everyone is doing everything they can to stay grounded in the midst of all this change. We have a fun, exciting day going on in our house over here. We are doing our first city trip with our newborn, who is 3 months old now. I can't believe how... big he's getting. He's growing so fast. I'm already missing my little tiny newborn. It's just blowing my mind that I'm already missing him in a smaller space. I feel like not enough time has gone by for me to be missing a smaller version of him. I have this wrap that I carry him in basically all day. It is this beautiful bright purple wrap that allows me to be hands-free but still do have skin-to-skin with him, and he sleeps really well in it and is great on my back, and it's incredible. And I took a picture of him in it because he's spilling out of it now. I took a picture of him in it yesterday, and I couldn't believe how big he looks. And I went back and I looked at the first picture that I took of him when he was maybe a week or two old, and the first picture I took of him in this wrap, in this carrier, and oh my gosh, he was so tiny. I can't believe how much time has already gone by. But today is our first trip into San Francisco with baby Shelby, and I can't wait. We're going to be in our old neighborhood. We're going to go see the ocean. Everything is just so exciting to be able to introduce him to this space that we used to live in, this space that we used to spend so much time in. Now we're all grown and living out in the East Bay. But it's such a special city to me. I really love it. And we still have some family that lives over in SF. So it's just it's going to be such a fun day this afternoon. And I love that I got to start the day off with, listening into everybody and being in the background and supporting however I can. And I feel so lucky to be able to produce you guys. Like, it is wonderful to be able to connect and support all of our lovely hosts, but it's also just, it's allowing me to stay here with my family and support my family this way, and it's something I'm really grateful for, and it lined up so perfectly. And I just want to say thank you to all of you guys who are listening in and who are supporting us, and all of the new changes that we're trying. We are starting to do more live streams through YouTube, which is exciting and so much fun. And thanks for all of your patience as we're figuring that out. And we are working on adding in a couple new shows of people who are going to be jumping in and just taking on a show for a day. It won't be a full commitment every week. And so we had Russell and Mbasa on the new show right after mine, Fresh 55, which we'll be hearing a replay of today at the top of the hour. So if you didn't get to hear that last week, they had such an incredible conversation, and I am really... their energy was so fresh and exciting. It's why we're calling it the Fresh 55. It's a fresh voice for 55 minutes. And it's something that I am so excited to be able to bring in, and I'm just gonna check in and make sure you guys are still hearing me because I'm getting an alert coming up. It sounds like you are. Okay, good. And I just, yeah, so that's one thing that we're starting that I'm really excited about. And I'll actually be having both Russell and Mbasa on my show next week. What's the date for that? The 24th. On the 24th, I'm gonna have them on for a little quick interview and well, I think it's gonna be more of a fun chat than an interview, really. Their energy is just so lovely, and they are just full of incredible wisdom, and I can't wait to pick their brains and talk about science fiction and reading and cooking and how to support each other's energy. And I have so many questions I want to ask them. And then they're going to be hosting Fresh 55 again. So next week will be a wonderful 2-hour special on the 24th with me, Russell, and Mbasa. So tune in on that one next week. But today, you guys, I want to talk a bit about routine. There's been so much unpredictability. I feel like for the past 2 months or so, I've just been saying we have constant unpredictability and very chaotic energy around us. And I just, it's so hard to stay grounded in the midst of all of that. And I feel a lot of you wavering. And I think a lot of people who have been chatting with that want to listen are just missing the consistency of routine. And I think there's something really powerful about being able to rely on a routine. There's something that's really comforting. And being able to know what you need in order to stay grounded is incredibly powerful, you guys. It is so, it just allows you to experience everything in so much more of a present way, in a conscious way. And it's knowing what you individually need as a person, what you as an independent, unique character in this life, what you need in order to be grounded and centered. That is a powerful thing to know. It is a beautiful thing to know because it's the kind of support that it's the best kind of support we can give ourselves. But the danger within falling into a routine in this knowledge of what you need in order to be grounded, say one of your routines is that of something that you do in order to stay grounded is you go to the gym, you're working out. A lot of people are able to feel this energetic and mental and spiritual grounding through physical movement. It's an incredible way to ensure that you're grounded. And then you get injured, right? Let's say that all you're injured and you are having a hard time. You're having a hard time figuring out what you can do now that you don't have this access to being able to work out to move your body safely anymore because you need to heal, you need to rest, you need to sit in this quiet space. I think there's some, and all of a sudden you're ripped from your routine and you feel so ungrounded. You feel that more of that chaotic energy. I think that's a great example of being stuck too deeply into a routine and almost having your blinders on so that you're not able to access other ways to ground yourself. If you rely entirely on physical movement in order to stay present, stay grounded, to feel energetically sane, then it's something that is going to limit you if something changes, right? While if you're able to go 100% into your physical workout, your physical movement as a way to ground, but then start to expand your options and try meditating, try journaling, try therapy, try, you know, there's so many different ways that we can support our energy and to ground ourselves. Try art. Try music. There's endless ways that we can support our consciousness and support our spirit. And if we limit ourselves within one way, because hey, that way works, right? There's nothing wrong with that, but we're missing out on an opportunity to build in additional support in the face of the unknown. And on top of that, say you never get into that. Never, you ne say that you never have that injury, and you're always able to continue to work out and move the way that supports you. But now you're starting to dabble in art as a form of grounding. Well, you're all of a sudden going to have access to so much more spiritual balance. You're going to have access to an even more stable form of grounding and presentness than that you had access to before. It's the sky's the limit in that sense, and it's something that's really beautiful to be able to do. And I think on top of feeling everyone's energy and tapping into the changes and the shifting that everyone's experiencing. I mean, I have a 3-month-old. I have no routine. My routine is him, and all the things that I love to do to start my day, to recenter. I have had to get really flexible within because I am his support, right? I am his way of grounding as mama, especially since I'm breastfeeding, and it is a full-time job, you guys. And such a beautiful way that I get to connect with him and get to support him. But now that I am his center and he is mine, right? I don't have the same way I wake up every morning. There's some mornings I wake up and he's still sleeping. There's some mornings he wakes me up. So some days I get to do my morning routine where I step outside and I let the fresh air wake me up, and I let my hair down, I shake out all the energy of the day before, and I make my cup of coffee, and it's a very peaceful, slow way to wake up, which I love. And when you have baby Shelby crying, you don't get to do that. That is not the morning that you get to have. And I know I'll have that consistency and that routine back at some point, but I've really had to find the beauty in that form of unpredictability. And I'm really grateful for that. I think it's forced me to open up my mind in a way of, okay, even if I'm doing the same thing that I do with my boy, whenever he's crying and I soothe him and I'll feed him and I'll connect with him, it's the same thing we do 20 times a day. How can I make that special for the first time that we do it this day, for that morning wake up when I'm still a little groggy, when I'm still remembering my dreams, when I'm still waking up and shaking off the tiredness? I've really forced myself to get creative in how can I still connect with my energy base and start my day off very intentionally while being my boy's center. And the answer I've learned is not try to make coffee one-handed. It's not bundle up the baby to go outside, because it's still pretty cold out here. It's not try to force the current situation into my old routine. It's find the beauty in the quiet that I can create once he's eating. Right? It's putting on a certain song that allows me to bring in very particular energy for today and start off the day with certain peace. And I think there's something else that's beautiful, if you guys know babies at all, is they respond to music so much. And it's something that I absolutely, and I mean, maybe our little kiddo is especially attuned to music. He's, But it's been absolutely incredible. I feel like I'm experiencing music in a completely different way now. And it's something else I'm so grateful for. It's such a beautiful gift to be able to see music the way that he does. And it's another layer to a new morning routine for me that to start off my day and to feel centered that I didn't have before. I've had different phases and stages in my life where music was the way how I started off the day, and lately it's been nature, it's been stepping outside. But now I'm going back to bringing music into that routine. And it's something that soothes him. It's something that soothes me. It's something that starts our day off in such a beautiful way. And allowing my mind to go quiet, and to really focus on this beautiful kiddo that I get to revolve my whole world around, is something that's really, it's taking what would have been a groggy, stressful, tired morning and making it beautiful and making it very intentional. And it changes the whole setting of your whole day. It changes that once you're able to center and ground yourself in consciousness and in the present moment, let go of that worry of what's coming for the rest of the day and let go of the stress that's left over from the day before and, you know, process, but then let go of your dreams, all of this different energy that you are carrying and that's so heavy, you can just let it go. And start your day off fresh. Otherwise, you really aren't giving yourself the best chance to have a beautiful day. There's so much opportunity within each day, and I think it's so often we forget that and feel the weight of what each day could hold rather than feeling the light opportunity and feeling the freshness of it. It really is. So, yeah, I wanted to talk to you guys about routine a little bit. And I think before we keep going, I want to check in to the chat room and see who's hanging out and who's jumping in. And in order to do that, you need to go to 12radio.com and you'll click on the chat button on the left-hand side of the screen and then jump on into the chat room where you'll be redirected to a Facebook page called 12 Radio, and scroll down and you will see my banner, which is me on the beach with my pup, and leave a comment, come say hi and ask any questions. I'll be giving readings, and we got a couple people in here. Pamela, my wonderful listener. Hi, my dear. So good to see you. Thanks for being here. And Quelly says, Monday blessing, Serena, little one, and hubby. Oh, I know. Little Shelby's been sleeping all morning, and I think his nap is ending soon. So we'll see how they do. But he loves hanging out with his dad. It's so much fun to see. Quelly says, watching the All-Star Weekend made me miss home. Oh my gosh, I'm sure. I know. We had a big weekend over here in San Francisco. It is something that sorry, I'm just seeing that Catherine mentioned that a previous show seems to be coming in and out also. I did wonder what that if that was still happening. Let me just keep listening and let me know if that's still happening, you guys. I think I fixed it, but we will see. Thank you, Catherine, for letting me know. And yeah, we had a big weekend here in the Bay. I'm not the biggest, I'm not very into sports, but I at least know what's going on around me. I think that's maybe the most accurate way to explain it. But yeah, Catherine, thank you for letting me know about the show coming in and out. I'm gonna be listening in one ear and seeing how that goes. So if I sound a little distracted, that's probably why. And Tara, hi, welcome, my dear. Thanks for joining us. She says, after 11, almost 12 years of being a mom, I am just now relearning how to have a routine schedule independent of my kids. I am sure. I am very much aware that this is a long haul that I've got coming up ahead of me. And I feel like I'm in the process of embracing the fact that it's going to be entirely attached to my beautiful kiddo and future kiddos. And so I will be a long time before I have one entirely, a routine that is entirely my own. And I'm trying to take the any opportunity I have to have a little ritual to myself whenever I do have a moment on my own. Catherine says it's stopped. Give my love to San Francisco. I lived there for 14 years. Thank you so much for confirming. Now I don't have to listen in. I appreciate your support. Thank you, Catherine. And you lived here for 14 years. I know it is a beautiful, beautiful space. I'm so grateful that I get to be here in the Bay. It is something that it's something that I kind of stumbled upon, and it's now such a great home for me and my family. I really love that this is where we get to call home. And let me just check in with one thing. I'm gonna check in on baby Shelby and make sure everything is good. And we'll probably take a break in the next 10 minutes or so, you guys, just so I can make sure everybody's doing well. But for now, it looks like Jean is asking for a reading. Of course, Jean, let me check in and see what messages come through for you. If anybody else is interested in a reading or a card, just let me know. I'll be more than happy to connect with your energy and convey anything that's coming through. Let me see. Wow, Jean, you have some changes happening in your life. It really feels like there's a pretty significant shift that's happening in your career, that you may or may not be aware of yet. It seems like it is, you'll be hearing back from either a note that you have been waiting to hear back from, or is it potentially a new position that you've applied to or been waiting on? It looks like you'll be hearing back from that pretty quickly, and it does look like it'll be good news. One note that's really coming in quite loudly is that you should definitely make sure that you have your finances sorted before you have this career change. It looks like while it will be a promotion in the long run, you may have a dip in your income slightly. So make sure that you have some savings set aside or some side hustle that you can rely on, because that will, or it looks like also you may have some family that can help you out with this within this transition too. Don't be afraid to lean on them. Don't be afraid to ask for help in that way, because this career shift really seems quite significant and really exciting. So, it'll be a quick change and then a slow build is what it feels like. That's the main message that's coming in for you. So it's really exciting, and make sure that you stay firm on what you're looking for. Stay really grounded within how you want your work-life balance to go, how you want your what kind of responsibilities you'll be willing to take on. It seems like it is really important for you to feels really important for you to go in very intentionally, if that makes sense. Because they will definitely take advantage and work you harder than you may want to be. So definitely go in very clear on your boundaries as much as you can. But it does overall look very positive. So congratulations. Or congratulations once a year, of course. And let's see, Tara is saying that she would love a card. There's time, of course. Tara, I'm working with my favorite Oracle deck. We'll see if I need to go and get additional information from my tarot, but for now we're gonna stick with my oracle deck. You have gotten Birth Rebirth, which is such a beautiful deck with this painting of a fall path in the forest with leaves that have fallen, and it is really is one of my favorite cards. And I threw an additional card when you got partnership, and I love that this pairing together normally means within there's some sort of shift within your partnership. There's a new moment. And I think we're gonna go a little past the cards here. I'm being pulled to talk about a it's it really feels as if you're having a it's not new love, but it has the excitement of new love. It feels like there is a change and a shift within your partnership that is bringing new air. And it could be a change that's happening outside of your partnership, within your family, within your jobs, within maybe your living situation that is impacting your partner, is impacting the way you two are bonded and the way you two support each other. But it feels like beautiful, beautiful changes. And it seems like it's also been a change that you've been waiting for. So if this is something you've yet to see, then just hold on, it's coming. It really is. And I'm happy to add more clarification if you'd like. But for now, you guys, I'm gonna go take a quick break and check in on baby Shelby and my beautiful husband and make sure everybody is doing well. And we'll be back in about 5 minutes or so. I'm just pulling up the song that I want to have, and we'll do that one. Okay. And we'll be back in about 5 or 6 minutes, and I will be here in 5 minutes or so. Okay, hang on, you guys.
Thank you.
All right, you guys, thank you so much for hanging out and waiting for a moment. I was able to check in on baby Shelby. He had a little snack, and now I'm back with you guys. So, yeah, I was just checking in with a couple of you in the chat room, and Catherine, I have a few things I want to chat with you about. It looks like Catherine asked for a card. Let me just refresh and make sure I'm seeing everything that you guys have posted. Catherine asked for a card and mentioned that, pulling it up now, sorry. Happy to receive a card. My life is revolving around my parents' health. Currently here in Ireland and just trying to find my sanctuaries here. Yeah, Catherine, I can feel how much of a challenge it's been to find that balance with your parents. And it also seems as if there have been a lot of changes going on with their health and their care. I will check in with you as well, but tapping in on their energy specifically, it does seem like there's a couple things that you may need to get another opinion on, or I don't know if you may be waiting to hear back from recent tests or from somebody that you just another doctor you were just working with. It seems like you're going to be receiving more information that is going to most likely require additional care for them. It does seem unexpected, and it feels like it feels like it's an unexpected shift within their ability to be independent, and it may be an additional restriction on what they're able to do on their own, unfortunately. So it looks like for you, in the face of this change, the message that's coming through loud and clear is flexibility, making sure that you are able to have a bit more spontaneity in your life. And I don't, if you are in a position where you're able to get additional help or ask for more help from some siblings or from family in the area, friends even, it seems like if you are able to ask for help, you should, because this is a lot on your own shoulders. And if you're able to outsource some of the support that your parents need, it doesn't feel like professional help. It feels like it'll be someone within your community, potentially within your family, because it's clear that they should be around people they're familiar with. It seems like it wouldn't be something that would be welcome, to have professional help in that sense. And I get it. I would be freaked out by that too. But ask for help. That is something that you, potentially have struggled with in the past, or have felt like you didn't want to be a burden, or for your family to be a burden in that sense. And that is not at all how it will be received. And whoever is popping into your mind right now, or whoever may pop into your mind throughout the day, go for it. Don't hesitate. You have a lot of love around you and your family. And the more flexibility and spontaneity that you're able to maintain and prioritize in your life, the happier you're going to be. It seems like your sanctuary is within your own flexibility, within your ability to be creative, within your ability to have a bit more freedom. And having some more support so it's not entirely resting on your shoulders is going to be a wonderful way to bring that back into your life. And talking about routines and everything today, right? That's how it feels like. That's so much of what so much of what we struggle with day to day. And it's something that I hope that you all are being gentle with each other. And Catherine, as this news as this news comes in for you and your parents, make sure that you are giving yourself grace. And I'm holding you all in my thoughts, and me sending you all healing and loving energy. And checking in on the chat room for the rest of you guys. Tara says, that sounds lovely. Thank you. Let's hope things get better and better. Oh, good. Yes, it does seem like you have No, you guys are hearing my pup. It's a full family here, you guys. You're gonna get everybody tuning in. Yeah, Tara, it definitely seems like a lot of great changes happening for you. It feels very warm. So I'm hoping that you both are able in a space where you're able to give each other that grace as well and to enjoy the warmth of that. And Jean says, interesting, I'm retired, but have made a good friend that's like family. Okay, good. Yeah, I was picking up on some, I was wondering if there was a shift within your community and if it had to do with somebody else's career changes. Because it does feel like there's a pretty significant shift that's happening for you in your world around daily routine. Again, you guys, routine, it's just the theme of the day, it is. And sometimes that can come through looking like career, sometimes that can come through looking like promotions, and you may just, it could just be additional communication from people you aren't expecting. It can be, and maybe there's something in your world that feels like a job, that feels like something that you are responsible for independently. Sometimes careers and jobs aren't things we get paid for, right? And so, yeah, I'm glad that we were able to connect, and it does seem like there's good good shifting energy happening around you. So if anybody else would like a reading or a card pulled in the last 10 minutes or so that we have, to go ahead and just leave a comment in the chat room and I'll make sure to get to you guys. And if I don't get to you by the end of the show, I'll be make sure to circle back and get to you by after at some point today. So you're always welcome to keep commenting. Okay. But something else I wanted to talk about today, everybody, is this feeling of when we're talking about routines and when we're talking about being grounded and centering ourselves emotionally and energetically, it can be really discouraging to feel off-centered, right? It can be really challenging if you feel thrown, if you feel like you are struggling to access that grounding ability, if it feels like you aren't able to tap into something that brings you peace and clarity and allows you to, it's something that is so disturbing to so many parts of our lives. And what I really want you all to shift into thinking about, because if you allow yourself to get fully discouraged, if you allow yourself to feel defeated within not being able to be grounded and not being able to be present in the moment, see if there's a really simple, I don't want it to be a big meditation. I don't want it to be a walk. I don't want it to be like a walk in nature, right? I don't want it to be something that is restrictive or specific to a specific context, right? I don't want it to be, oh, well, I can't go on a walk, it's raining. I don't want it to be I can't quiet my mind in order to meditate, right? I think of all the excuses that we have when we are struggling to be grounded, right? And if it can be something as simple as have a glass of water, and in that moment of having that glass of water, breathe and imagine that this water is just going to wash through your whole body and take away any kind of negativity, any kind of disturbance, it'll just wash it right away. You are pretty much always going to be able to have a glass of water. You're pretty much always going to be able to take a moment, take 10 seconds, right? If you're in a situation where you can't take 10 seconds, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. That is so hard I can't imagine not being able to take that moment. And if oftentimes, if you think you're in a position where you can't take that moment, then you aren't actually looking at your life with clear eyes. You could possibly be looking at how busy, oh my gosh, sorry you guys. You could be looking at how busy you are with a different kind of lens than the reality of what you actually are dealing with. I'm struggling to get this thought out, you guys, but my point is you can always take 10 seconds. Any moment that pops up and set in your mind of going, oh, I don't have the time. No, cancel that thought. You can always take 10 seconds to reset yourself. You, no matter what is going on, any excuses that are coming up, quiet them. You have 10 seconds, I promise. And if you are feeling overwhelmed, if you are feeling like there's no chance for you to ground yourself, if you're feeling like everything we've been talking about today, you have no routine, everything is chaotic, there's too much unpredictability going on, take a glass of water. Picture the water clearing out all that stress, all that anxiety, all of the disturbances, all the negativity. Washing it right out your body. Picture it shooting out your feet if you need to. Make the visual as clear as you want. You don't need to carry that with you. I give you permission to let it go. And if the only routine that you're able to bring into your life is something as simple as taking a sip of water and being present for those 10 seconds, then that is such a beautiful tool that is flexible. You will be able to do that at any point throughout any day, throughout your life. It's not restrictive to having a quiet space. It's not restrictive to having a nice day with sunny weather. It's not restrictive to being physically able to work out, right? There's so many ways that we put ourselves in these boxes and we limit ourselves and make it even harder to be grounded and to stay present. And it's something that I think we overcomplicate. And I think that's possibly why I'm stumbling over my words so much right now, because we oftentimes make things so much more complicated than they need to be. And how beautiful is it that we actually have these other ways that we can connect with our center, that we can prioritize our own mental clarity in really beautiful, simple ways. And if the drinking a glass of water and centering yourself for 10 seconds doesn't feel like a good option, then sit down. Whatever you're doing, if you're sitting down, maybe stand up, right? Change something. Any moment that you're feeling overwhelmed and you don't know what to do and you feel like you're on your last round, you have that realization of, gosh, I'm just not centered. Wow, I'm just not grounded. Okay, I'm going to stand up, shake out my body a little bit, take a few deep breaths, and imagine all of that negativity just shaking out of my body, just wiggling its way out, right? It's a really powerful thing to be able to ground yourself in 10 seconds, and it's all you need. All you need is 10 seconds. It goes by super fast, but it's all you need if you're actually present for those 10 seconds. And a lot of the times, if we're trying to be present like that, 10 seconds is actually challenging, right? Put on a timer for 10 seconds and see if you can actually clear your mind and just focus on positivity, focus on inviting that warmth into your life, letting go, without letting the worry seep back in. And most people, if you aren't practicing this, you can make it about 5 seconds before that worry seeps back in, before the anxiety becomes the focus again, before the negativity takes over. It is really remarkable how quickly it will dominate your consciousness. And if you're able to get to 10 seconds, then you can probably make it to 20. It's kind of addictive. It's a bit addicting to be able to be present and just let your consciousness flow without the worry, the anxiety, the negativity seeping in. It's a beautiful feeling, and if you're able to ground yourself and stay centered, it can truly shift how your day goes. And that's my little nugget of wisdom for you guys today. Let me check back in the chat room just to see how everybody's doing before we end, because I swear every show has just flown by this morning. I can't believe our hour is almost up. Let me check in. Okay, Pamela says, I would love a card reading. Feeling crabby and overwhelmed today. Pamela, I know. Oh my gosh, it's so easy to... Today is a crabby feeling day. I think that's why I'm trying to focus on you guys. What can we do? What can we do to bring back a little bit of control and consciousness, you know? So let's see, Pamela, what's going on? Oh my goodness, you got the card of the deck. You got the Lady of the Lake. I love this card. I love this deck, so I love most of these cards. Pamela, you have all of the courage, all of the, I want to say ego in the best way. Like, I feel like normally we talk about ego in such a negative way, but you have the perfect amount of balance within your ego to do what you need to do today. There is something, whether there's something that's you've been putting off, whether there's something that you've been procrastinating or dreading doing, you have everything that you need right now to get it done and to do it successfully and to just leave it in the past. Whatever that thing is that you've been putting off, go do it. You absolutely will be able to do it, and we'll be sitting there going, wow, I've been holding on to that anxiety or that worry around that one thing for far too long. You have everything that you need within you to tackle that. And it'll take a lot less time than you're thinking. That is the very clear message for you. Oh, thank you so much for asking. I love that I got to connect with you on that one. Okay, Anne says, I love that advice. Thank you. It's been life-changing for me to be able to incorporate this into my day whenever I can. So that's something I love sharing with you guys. Oh, and Catherine, okay, checking in on what we were talking about with your parents in Ireland. She says, thank you, Serena. Only last week we were told of an increase in my dad's cancer, and he will start oral chemotherapy next week. Gosh, Catherine, I know. It is so challenging to be, it's challenging to go through this kind of illness. And it's challenging to support the people that we love to go through those kinds of illness. So don't diminish how hard this is for you. You have to actually take a look at the toll this is taking on you as well, because I can feel how much you're giving. And it is incredible that you're able to support your family this way. But I hope that you're able to also give yourself some peace and some grace however you can. And there's a community out there waiting to support you. You just got to go find them. I promise they are ready and very happy to help. And okay, I am at the end of my time, you guys. I will be back next week with Russell and Mbasa for our next for a really fun show. I'm really excited about having them on. It's going to be a great time. And keep listening. We have a replay of Mbasa and Russell's Fresh 55 coming in. And if you guys missed it last week, you guys, they have so much wisdom, and they have such a beautiful take on just how we can all support each other and connect in this world. So enjoy, and I will see you all next week. Have a good one. And this is 1-2 Radio, where we are changing the way we listen to the world.